Okay, I almost just tried to start the car, even though it's already running, so that's where I'm at. Okay, I think the fucking streets are still fucking closed, so I need to figure out a different way to get through here. Okay, alright, I'm feeling good. Okay, alright, going this way. It's not an easy street to make a left turn on, but it's not a lot of traffic out here. Bringing this magic leaf home to fuck with it some more. See what the fuck this thing is good for. Well, I guess this is good for, you know, like, if you want to develop shit. I mean, that's the whole point, right? Like, there's probably not a lot available for it just yet. It's... they want people to make stuff. And I think this song might be the one that aged the worst. Maybe not in a lyrical content sense, but it's just exhausting. Beastie Boys book is out next week. I ordered a copy of that. I want to read that. So I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like a lot of the stories of the Beastie Boys have been told over the years, you know? I guess it's always in interviews and other people writing the stories, though, maybe. So I guess the idea of something that is a little closer to firsthand, secondhand in some cases, I guess. Sounds interesting. I don't know. But I feel like so much of, like, the tales of, like, oh, how was Paul's boutique made? Oh, where? Oh, you were living in a mansion that had a wardrobe that was full of all this crazy 70s shit. Oh, the Grasshoffs. Oh, yeah, you were wearing the Grasshoffs wardrobe. Okay, I see. Like, so much of that stuff, I think, is kind of gotten out there. I wonder. I mean, obviously, I guess there's a lot more to their career than just that album. But yeah, the anthology book, right? Yeah. There was also like one of those 33 and a third books about Paul's boutique. It was pretty short. I remember reading that on a plane and thinking, man, I already knew all this. That's Oreo beer doesn't sound very good. I don't know. Oreo beer, I feel like every time people are like, oh, I got this chocolate stout. I don't think I've ever liked a chocolatey beer. Or found it to be especially chocolatey, honestly. Not that I would want that, I don't know. Yeah, I guess, what if you took like a chocolate milk and used that instead of like cream, and used it to make like a white Russian, like a chocolatey white Russian kind of thing. Drive your car, make your car go. Yes, pull out in front of me, go. I've left all this room for you. probably should have gone a different way. This way is trafficked up. Stuffed. Choked with cars. Oh, fuck, man. It's turned out to be an extremely busy week. Heard this record this morning, and it's why I started listening to this album in the first place. So let's get it. Thank you. this dude on this rented scooter riding through a relatively rough part of San Francisco here. And I'm just imagining someone standing up and clotheslining him off that electric scooter. And then picking up the scooter and throwing it on the dude's crumpled body. I take that back. I'm envisioning me clotheslining him off of this electric scooter. Fucking sit in this fucking crosswalk. Why? All right. No, it's cool. Nah, you're an Uber driver. Clearly, you're a fucking professional. So what the fuck do I know? This restaurant. Yeah, they spelled burritos wrong on it. That must have been a bummer to get printed. Quesadillas. Go. Oh, what the fuck? Left turn light is the shortest fucking, the shortest green on my entire drive. It's illegally slow. It's fucking flagrant. And so it turns green for, I don't know, 6 seconds, and it turned green and the dude was not on his shit, and he waited like 4 seconds to go, and everyone behind him wants to catch up with that dude and kick dents in his car. The guy ahead of me is just turning on red. He doesn't give a fuck. He's so pissed after getting fucked over on the last green that he says, no, I'm just fucking going. No turn on red. Check this shit out. It's It's weird because it's a left turn onto a one-way street, and it used to be fine to just go when the light was green, and then they changed it. They added a red arrow, green arrow situation on the left turn, and then put up a sign saying no fucking turns on red. And like, I guess, you know, like that's probably good for pedestrians, but there are never that many. I guess, well, whatever. I'm coming through kind of late, so maybe, you know, when, you know, middle of the day or something, maybe it's a fucking nightmare and people getting run over left and right. So maybe you got to keep them safe. I don't know. As for me, fuck that shit. I'm not gonna lie, I've turned when the arrow was red before. I've said fuck it and gone. Oh, bike guy, what are you doing? Yeah, pedal. Oh, I don't want to get run over. I better pedal. Here I am behind you, going very slow. It's fine. I mean, the light's red. I don't, you know, it's not like I fucking need want to be up there that bad. But ooh, he's hustling. You're gonna get out of this lane. Get out of this lane. Yeah, there you go. Shit. rolls right into it. Might as well. Clear fucking green light, and oh shit, I'm gonna T-bone this guy because he was fucking coming the other way and decided to whip it around. Good shit. Three lane direction. It's three lanes both ways. So we made a fucking left turn across the left lane, across my lane, and into the middle lane where traffic was stopped, like in front of a fucking restaurant. He just like whipped it all the way around and fucking slammed on his fucking brakes to stop there. And like, this, none of this is like, I could have fucking T-boned him. He could have fucking misjudged the shit and not been able to fucking get all the way out of my lane before I came through. All kinds of fucking bad shit could have fucking happened right there. Well, not all kinds. Like, basically, like, two kinds. Album at all much when it came out. I couldn't appreciate the effects on the vocals. I think I just wanted to hear, like on some of the tracks. Or I guess it was the microphone. They used a Sony Variety mic that just deliberately sounded like shit. And I found that off-putting. I don't know. Something about the vibe of this album didn't really just work for me when it first came out. And then, when I started making more and more music, I started, like, thinking, like, I'm gonna fuck around with some vocal effects, and got to a point where I realized, like, oh, you know what? Like, a lot of these tracks, at least the stuff that I was doing, I was like, it doesn't really matter what I'm saying, it just kind of sounds cool when you layer all this shit on it. Like, the actual words, not so important. But it's, I don't know, it just ended up, I think I ended up understanding that idea a little bit better. I was like, no, actually, it's just sometimes you don't need to hear every fucking word of a song. It's all right. Extra foggy on the Golden Gate Bridge tonight. I should probably slow down. Traffic, but everyone's going fucking a little too fast. It's not great. It's not great.
sleep, wake up, drive back to work. I mean, whatever, it's, you know, end of October, early November, that's kind of, like, if there's a time of the year that this line of work does that, it's definitely this, and this is way less hectic than it was back in the day, I guess you would say. It's frustrating, though. I want to get a Call of Duty review done. I mean, I've done all the game playing. I just got to do a little bit of writing and then sit down and record it. I was hoping to get that in this week, but it did not happen. I'll probably get that in next. Well, hopefully get that in next week. People have been digging the review format changes, which has been cool. That's been kind of fun to think about and all that, I think. You know, there's probably still some adjustments to be made on the, like hey, what's the right amount of text for these? You know, with the text being designed as like a summary for people that don't necessarily want to dig into the full discussion. Stand with you on that. Smoked turkey is good. I got your back on that. Show today, the hip-hop robots and all that. It's like, it's a cool idea, but I want more out of it than it has. Like, I want to be able to do more. I want it to, yeah. That's, I feel like I'm saddled with a curse of wanting actual good hip-hop video games. like, that wouldn't make sense for, like, a mini game in a collection of things that are just like, hey, anybody can play these at a party. If it was suddenly like, hey, this needs to be, like, 12 syllables. Rapstar was like a decent rapping game, but it was just, you know, it was a karaoke game that where they tried to build a different style of, you know, like vocal sensing or, you know, whatever, to try to detect if you rapping cool or not. You rapping good? You rapping cool? I mean, I guess Parappa, there you go. Ultimate hip-hop video game. And then I seem to remember people, like, just putting their microphone up to, like, a fan and letting the fan blow into the mic and getting 100%. Just maybe not the best vocal detection. But I don't know, they had social ideas. They had ideas for, like, social features for that game that, like... I guess, like, that shit just exists on iPhone now. I forget what it's called. There's some fucking battle rap app where you just point the camera, you just, you know, record a fucking selfie video of you rhyming. I don't know if it has beats or not. I don't know if I've ever actually watched any of the videos, but I've seen people posting that stuff to Instagram, but never actually listened to it with the sound on, because it always just looked like something I didn't want to hear. But they had their big ideas about, like, oh, you know, you're going to be able to, you know, it had, like, kind of the SingStar stuff of, you know, uploading clips. And they were like, oh, we put a bunch of just beats in there so you could just freestyle and upload those, too. and we want to do contests and all the other stuff, and all, you're going to be the best MC in your state and your region, and all the stuff we want to do. And then, you know, it's like the games didn't take off in a way that it needed to support any of that, so... I guess the real reason why I was not into this album when it came out is like, I was not looking for, like, punk songs on a Beastie Boys album at this point in my life. Because, like, what was this? This was, like, 92? 91, maybe? Fantastic hip-hop records coming out around that time. So for as much as I like Paul's Boutique before it, like, I, you know, I skipped this one and then got into Ill Communication when that came out, like, 94 or whatever it was. And then now, you know, years later, listening back to it, it's like, oh yeah, you know, yeah, this is still all right. I guess it's probably still, like, by default, probably my least favorite Beastie Boys album. Like, there's decent tracks on it, for sure. But... Ranking of Beastie Boys albums. Let's go. Favorite subject. The most now music conversation you could possibly be having. track is pretty ridiculous because it's just kind of this, and well, it's ridiculous on its own, or whatever. But there's a Goldie-looking chain track where they basically just kind of word for word with minor changes to make it more about weed. Just repeat this. I'll roll it back.
Our evening began in Peter Seychelles' comfortable study in his New York townhouse, where the candlelight was just right, the hi-fi was in the background, and the wine was delicious.
That's that whole track. Doesn't need to be any more than that. What's this? Totra. If I could remember the name of it, I would play the Goldie-looking chain track. But I'm driving a damn car. I ain't got time to look that up. Focus on the road. Because that's the law, okay? This is the law. Very seriously. Shit, that reminds me, I gotta pay that speeding ticket. Man, So I got a speeding ticket in Nevada. As you do. Kind of in the middle of nowhere, where you might drive 100 miles an hour. Like I know, you know, sometimes you get a speeding ticket, you can go to traffic school. Instead of paying the ticket, you pay for traffic school, and it, you know, keeps the point from going on your record, and insurance stays, you know, you don't have to, insurance doesn't care about it, know about it, whatever it is. But I don't know if it's, I think it's just where I got this ticket, like where on the freeway I was at the time. Like I don't even think I could pay this ticket on the internet. Like you could pull up a list of like, hey, here are the courts in Nevada that accept online payment, and it's just not on there. And I don't know, you know, like, you know, you go to any website on the internet and you start typing in, like, Nevada online traffic school. You know, it's just a honeypot full of just, like, you get a billion fucking sites. They're just like, yes, we are, yes, absolutely, yes. Traffic school, yes, let's do it right now. Sign up, yes. Give us $40 and take this five-hour class that you'll actually finish in 45 minutes or whatever the fuck it is. And you can retake the final test as much as you like until you get it right. And I've done it before. I've done online traffic school before, like, I don't know, 10 years ago, whatever it was. The last time I got a speed ticket. And I just don't know if I can do traffic school for this ticket or not. Like, the information is so, like, the search results are so sullied by all these fucking SEO scam-ass looking online traffic school sites. that it's impossible to get the truth. And so I, and because I can't pay the ticket, like the website for the court doesn't, there's no online. You cannot get online with this. Can I get online with this? No, you cannot. So I guess I'm gonna have to actually like call these people on the phone and see if they will let me do traffic school. And if so, what I gotta do or click on or fill out or whatever to make that a reality, or which ones they accept, or what's like a legit Nevada traffic school. I don't know. It's like, it reminds me, like trying to find an online traffic school or find details about traffic school that are not just like, yes, click this button and pay us money. It reminds me of, like, if you type in the name of any fucking infomercial item and the word scam, and you get, like, 9 websites that are just like, this item is definitely not a scam, that are all just, like, created by the fucking people that made the thing, going like, this is the best thing I've ever purchased, you know, like, trying to fucking head off criticism. In conclusion, the internet is fucking bad. Monday morning, I gotta call this court and see what they have to say about what I've done. Also, I can't find, like, that was always the, well, I guess it's probably different now because everything's just fucking computerized and it goes in the system, and I signed my name on a fucking tablet when I got that ticket. But there used to be the notion of, like, sometimes you'll get a speeding ticket and the cop might not turn the ticket in, so it might not be a real ticket. And so you could go to a website and punch in the ticket, and if it came up nothing, then it turns out he just crumpled up that ticket and threw it away and just should try to teach you a lesson, and maybe you just pay it blind and maybe you got off anyway, or, you know, or whatever. But I can find no such thing for this. And also, I bet that doesn't exist anymore. Now that everything is way more computerized than it even was last time I got a speeding ticket. Last time I got a speeding ticket, human beings took cash money as toll at the Golden Gate Bridge, as opposed to empty toll booths with robotic license plate readers attached to them. I want to meet that guy. I want to meet the guy who doesn't go get the, like, the toll tag thing that lets you just drive through and pay a toll. I want to meet the guy that gets mail, that gets, like, a bill for $7 in the mail, like, every day. Because he drives over the Golden Gate Bridge 5 days a week, but refuses to get the tag and just gets the shit in the mail. Like, it's more money to do that. I think they charge you, like, $1 more if you don't have the fucking toll tag. But there's got to be someone, right? Who's just like, all right, well, got to write my 20 checks this month to the state. Maybe the state saves them up. Maybe they mail them out once a month, so maybe it's only one number or something. I don't know. I remember when I was in elementary school, we went on a field trip to Angel Island, which is an island near here. And they didn't get a bus. They had parents drive the kids, like, you know, four at a time or whatever. You know, I guess they needed parents to go because, you know, it's like, hey, walking around an island. And sure enough, like, I got fucking lost on the island. Me and another kid ran off ahead of a mountain and ran ahead of the pack. And then suddenly the rest of the class never caught up with us. And I was like, oh, fuck. Anyway, I remember the dude who drove us. It was this kid Dylan's dad. When he got back from the island and he got back to his car, there was a parking ticket on it. And I remember he just grabbed it and crumpled it up and threw it in his glove box and said, I'm never in Tiburon anyway. I don't need to pay this. Just don't come back to Tiburon. And that concept is still pretty crazy to me. I don't know. Is that how, like, just, I just don't go back to Tiburon, I guess. I got warrants. I got warrants in Tiburon for this fucking parking ticket. This meter expired, and now they want me dead. I like to think that he just paid it. I like to think that that was just, like, for show to these school kids, that he was just like, yeah, fuck this. Cops don't tell me what to do, and they shouldn't tell you either, kids. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Freaked out. It's dark out, and I saw a cat running off my front lawn, and for a second I was like, is that my new cat? Is that my kitten running away? He should not be outside, but I got a better look at him. It was a bigger cat. It was a different cat. Just gonna tell myself it was a different cat, walk into the house. All right, that's it for me. I'm home. I'm going to go. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. I'm going to lay a little low. Maybe play some video games. I don't know. And then I'm going to be out for a little bit next week. So I'll be back in the office midweek, somewhere around there. Have a fantastic time, and I'll see y'all soon. Bye.